Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity once again. We on this nice sunshiny morning this morning for the first time this week. I think we've had a little sunshine to begin with. It's been kind of drizzly down here the last few days, but it looks like it's going to be a pretty good day today. Maybe folks get out and go tromping in the woods today and get a little exercise in. I think our state parks are back open where you can go out to any of them, I think, maybe, and hike the trails and things like that. So we're getting a little bit further back on the road to being normal human beings again. I hadn't noticed any upswing here in the county, at least, of any domestic assaults or anything here. So I think maybe folks here in Clay County were maybe a little bit more used to each other maybe than they thought they were when they got thrown together here for a few days. But with enough said on that right now, we're thankful that we're able to be with you here this morning, and as we are each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, thanks to the efforts of folks like the Clay County Chamber, the Three Star Committee, and all of the merchants who advertise on this show. And if you'd like to be one of those merchants, give them a call up at the business office up in Tompkinsville, and they will take care of that. Even though the tower and all that stuff is located out midway, and this is our Salina radio station, and we hope lots of folks have begun to realize that over the last little bit, those that are staying home each morning and listening to us, I guess, start that because they didn't have nothing better to do, and they were tired of watching all the repetitious news broadcast and all of the angry people on one side and the angrier people on the other side. And maybe have started listening to something maybe that's maybe a little bit more entertaining, if not informative. I got Ms. Marlene Roten with me this morning, who is one of our local merchants here, among other things. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the trials and tribulations of being a small-town merchant through all this stuff. And maybe we'll get off on some other things that she's involved in. And we've got Mr. Kevin Donaldson will be by about 8:30 again, and we'll do our weekly report on the things that are going on with the COVID thing and some of the happenings over at the Clay Chamber. I know we've had quite a few things happening here in the last little bit, not the least of which was the reopening of our hospital. And, of course, we're working on the census, and, you know, we need to remind everyone that it's very important that you fill out your paper. You're going to fill out something, and if you don't do it online or by phone or mail or something, somebody's going to come knock on your door and find out who you are and what you're doing. But, you know, it's a real, real simple process, and there's not a – you know, at one time there was quite a bit of, kind of personal information on there, and that kind of thing is not there anymore. They're not asking how many toilets you got in the house and that kind of thing anymore. It's more just, you know, who you are, where you're at, and so you can get counted, and so – everyone in this country can more equally share into the benefits that our federal government does provide for us. But with that, we'll take a little short break. But before we do that, we remind you, if you hear something that you really like this morning, you can tune us in again this afternoon at 6 o'clock, and you can also tell your neighbors they can do that. It's not as good as it was if you're listening to us when we're coming to you directly live, but it's pretty good. And then the Del Hall Horizon will have these shows streamed on their website usually a few days after we do this live. But right now, we'll take a little short break. We'll come back. I might go through with a couple of things, important things that happened that day in history before Marlene and I start talking, and got a couple of little shake, and we'll be back just in a few minutes. I got this thing.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card. by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
These will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat foods.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Thanks for...
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we'd like to welcome you in, and I guess they got a couple little things here that happened on this day in history. I know what... We're continuing to talk about disasters that's happening, around the world now with the tsunamis and volcanic eruptions and things like that. This one goes back a long, long way. This is in 1792. There was a volcano eruption, a tsunami that over in Japan that killed 15,000 people. Things like, but now I know a lot of folks would really like this one. The first Democratic National Convention was held on this day in Baltimore, Maryland, in 1832. So that's, I guess, pretty much the beginnings of the Democratic, National Democratic Party, before they elected Andrew Jackson, I guess. And then looking on down a couple of things in aviation. In 1927, this is the day that Charles Lindbergh landed over in Europe, in Paris, with the first solo air crossing. And that was a major thing. Of course, he didn't go exactly where he meant to, but, most of us today couldn't imagine getting in an airplane by yourself with a thermos jug full of coffee and some bologna sandwiches and heading toward Paris, which is what he did. And, it's amazing now to even think of that. Even today with some of the modern aviation equipment, we have someone thinking about doing that. And then also in 1932, Amelia Earhart completed one of her great voyages. She made the first transatlantic solo flight by a woman. You know, I guess they happened years apart, but on the same day of the week, which is kind of coincidental, I guess. Of course, we all know the story about Amelia Earhart, who was lost on her flight, and saw all kinds of rumors and stories going around that, where people have supposedly found parts of the plane. And this is also at a time when the Japanese were building up, and they think maybe that one of the conspiracy things was she flew over something she wasn't supposed to see, and the Japanese shot her down. So that's something that's, you know, the stories that are still going on in history. Every once in a while now, you'll see someone come up and think maybe they have found the remains of her wreckage on one of the deserted islands over in the South Pacific. But with that, that's a little bit of a history for the day. And then I've got one announcement here. On May the 30th, an open house at the Salina Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is located, it says, on 1022 East Lake Avenue in the old Health Mart Pharmacy building, next door to One Stop Barbecue. They're having a giveaway day where they're giving away clothing, shoes, Bibles, and bread, it says. So, and that's Saturday, May the 30th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you'd like to go up and check that out, make sure you do that. And let's see, I think, Marlene?
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Fine. Marlene is actually the owner of Willa's, what's the rest of that now? Willa's
Treehouse Trade.
That hadn't changed since the beginning, I guess, when they first named it.
And it stayed the same. We just added Willow's because of our granddaughters at the beginning.
And that is one of our local businesses here in Salina. And I know we hear all the every day on the news the problems of, you know, the small businesses. And it's something we just heard so much of it that sometimes maybe we become numb to that. And it really doesn't sink into us because we're not that, some of us not that directly involved. But Marlene has been directly involved in this thing. And I also know, Marlene, let's just go back and look at a little bit of the history of how you came to be the proprietor of this business. Go ahead, if you would.
A little over 2 years ago, my husband and I, we bought Treehouse Treasures, and we have not only grown, we've expanded in a lot of different areas. We are, of course, a full-service florist. We've also always been a boutique, but we now have a coffee house and a small little mom-and-pop kind of restaurant to go in there. And it's just been a lot of fun. Of course, being born and raised and growing up here, you don't really have customers or guests, but I don't really look at people as guests because we're all family. We've known each other and grown up with each other. So everything that everyone's been going through with COVID has been,
okay,
it's been quite unique.
Yeah, Marlene, I know from the time you came in, and quite an investment just right off the bat. But I think, do you guys live in that building also in one of the apartments?
We do.
So that's home and business.
It is.
And but I know you had invested a lot of money, you had lots of plans, and you'd started investing more as you went along, as you could, I know. Absolutely. And then all at once, boom, you're closed down.
Yes.
Basically no income.
Yes.
And what was the first thoughts you had when this started?
I think that we were just like everyone else. We thought maybe a couple of weeks, and then things would get better. We'd see what happened, and a couple of weeks turned into a month, and then it went into longer. I think everyone, especially the smaller business owners, were a little bit nervous, not sure what to do. None of us have lived through anything like this, so it's just trial and error. But one of the things that we're really blessed with here is most everyone shops local. Of course, being 40 miles away from our nearest big city, you know, makes it a little bit easier for people to shop local in that sense. But we've been really blessed because the communities come together for all of the businesses.
And, you know, and looking around, I've got a feeling, I know, of course, our sales tax collection, our revenue collection is going to be really, I don't know what what it will be like when this month, these 2 months come in, because we do know that for a fact that our grocery stores have picked up lots and lots of business, because folks have kind of went back and found out that most everything they had been going to Walmarts or some of those other places to get were available here at home.
Absolutely.
And without a whole lot of the hassle, the crowd, the people running up and down the aisles trying to buy everything out before somebody else got there to get it. Mm-hmm. And that type of thing. And I know it made us appreciate the fact that we did have at least some local grocery stores.
Absolutely.
And I know the thing of being what was the term they used, a essential and non-essential business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you, as a business owner, how do you feel about, you know, being all at once say, hey, you know, you're not important anymore?
Well, there are a couple of ways you could look at it. I think in a sense, it was a way to protect those that didn't have to be right out there on the front lines and that type thing. But we fell into a category to where we were considered an essential business. But because of everything with COVID, not knowing what the outcome was going to be, how dangerous the situation was, we decided to go ahead and close for 6 weeks just to protect more or less our family and friends.
Right.
But it's kind of hard to hear the government tell you that everything that you've worked so hard for is, oh, hey, guess what? You know, we can do without you for a little while.
And, you know, sometimes you look at some of the things that we're considered right now being more essential and more important in our society, and I don't know how really to say this other than a bar in Nashville, a honky-tonk in Nashville, is more important than Marlene being able to sell clothing here in Salina, Tennessee.
Oh, absolutely. It's like flowers. You know, flowers, there's a need for flowers for every occasion. But
now, that's something you hadn't closed down, have you?
Well, we did. We did, because we took this as an opportunity to do some remodeling. Expanding, we've been growing the entire 2 years since we've been here. So we took this opportunity to just kind of do some things you can't do when you're open for business.
Well, you know, I think maybe sometimes, I'm sure you guys thought, well, you know, I believe there's a business here for a florist and all that thing, you know, and maybe this will fill in some of our time between this.
Oh, absolutely.
And guess what? I believe it has filled in a lot of your time, hasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. We started the coffee house. We had customers, tourists mainly, that were coming in asking where they could get a cup of a cappuccino or a latte. We didn't have a place here, so we decided to create that in some extra space that we were using for storage. And we literally thought it would be nice to sit and have a cup of coffee with our friends. And it has just blown up and gone insane, and we've just been so blessed.
And, you know, Marlene, you just hit upon something there that I have harped on forever. And you gave folks a reason, the tourists, to come into town.
Yes.
A very, very, what we would think of as a minor reason. But once they came in for that, they didn't just come and do that, do they?
Oh, no, no. As a matter of fact, we have, we are also wedding planners. We have booked 4 weddings this year because of the coffee house. They came in and seen the other things that we offer. Clothing, of course, they come in for a cappuccino and a latte, and they find that we have Simply Southern. You know, and they're out there camping, and they're enjoying it, and they see the Simply Southern camping logos, so that kind of thing.
So this is kind of the thing where you offer them something familiar to introduce them to things that are unfamiliar to them that they didn't know anything about.
Absolutely. And that's part of the reason that we also try to offer a healthy alternative to lunches.
You know, and that may be one of the marketing ploys that we're various ways to be able to do little minor things like that that can bring in major business around the square or in Clay County.
Just listen to what they'll tell you what they want. They'll tell you what they want.
Okay, with that, let's take a little short break, get in a few words from our sponsors, and come back. And we've got some other things we want to talk about. We may be able to talk about the government here in a minute, just a little bit. We'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
These will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat foods.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. So we're sitting here having a little chat with Marlene Roten. And Marlene, I know we were talking a little bit about, you know, some of the government programs and things here, and you said that you all decided not to make application for a lot of those things. But you also did say that the Merchants Association had met with the chamber and things like that to enable folks and help folks make that do that process if they needed to here in Salina.
Absolutely. Well, actually what happened was Kevin, Mr. Donaldson, was gracious enough to make sure that the Business Association had all of the links to all of the different programs that were out there and available. A lot of it was educational. A lot of it was beneficial. We made sure that we passed that along to all of the different business owners, and several actually took advantage of those, and it's been a wonderful thing for them. For my husband and I personally, we decided not to do that because there are only so many funds that are available, and we were hoping to be able to hold out to make those funds available to someone else who might be in more of a need than what we were at the time.
Okay, and you mentioned something a minute ago about the people on the front line.
Mm-hmm.
You all are actually members of a group that are frontline folks, aren't you? But that, you, I don't think y'all hadn't had a call out or anything here, have
we? No, we haven't. It's been really quiet.
And I'm talking about the rescue squad here in Salina. Mm-hmm. I think maybe your husband, is he still the commandeur.
He is not the captain.
He's not now.
He's not the captain. They voted him in as a lifetime member. He's been a part of that for over 35 years.
You're right.
Chris White is now the captain. With everything that we have going on with adding a new business, the coffee house and things like that,
it's kind of eased back a little
bit. Yeah, and at our age, we're stepping back and we're helping the younger generation do the things that maybe we've gotten a little bit too old to do.
I thought you were part of the younger generation. So sitting here in the room, you are right now, I guess, a little bit.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I know that other merchants around the square here, and I know we've got some new merchants around the square. I know we've got the Rains. Got a family over here. They have hit upon the thing, hadn't they? They brought it to Salina.
Oh, I'm telling you, they're doing amazing, yeah.
That is with the Facebook auction and a surplus store.
It is, and you never know what you're going to find. So it's an amazing place to go in and look at and just really have fun.
So that's great news for us here around the square. And I think most of our businesses here around the square are open at least on a part-time basis now.
Mm-hmm.
And are you all, what about your business yourself?
Well, right now, I think if I need to double-check, but if I'm thinking correctly, today should be the last day to where your 50% occupancy is. My understanding that tomorrow that will be lifted. So we are doing that. Of course, we're following the guidelines of face mask, gloves, things like that, social distancing. And I have a feeling we're going to be doing that for quite some time, but I think we're just very blessed that the 50% occupancy is going to be lifted tomorrow.
So, and I know the other places around, I know, like I said, I think Gone Country's open.
Mm-hmm.
The bakery is open.
Everyone is open.
I don't know whether John has come back down and opened up.
He has.
John back open across
Town
the street
Square
over
Pizza.
There.
Yep.
There, and I know that Johnny and the folks over at Old Home Antiques. What is their name?
Well, I see Kathy and John is Old Home Place Antiques, and then Town Square Antiques is Johnny in Town Square Pizza, and then of course we have Tony Day and Shabby Rose, and it's just amazing people that we have here. I think that a lot I forgot about until COVID came about and shopping local became something that was more or less mandatory.
See, we've got the other little gift shop and flower shop here on the right off the square, too. Right next to you all.
Yes. Well, everywhere you look now.
Yeah, we're going to be back again and ready to go with all these things. And what about, I know we haven't got a date set yet for the sesquicentennial, if we able to work that out, and I don't know, we're going to have any big gatherings around the square for a while yet or not.
Summerfest, the Business Association, we decided to postpone that. More than likely, that's not going to take place until next year. But we are waiting for them to lift the ban on live music because we will be throwing a street festival the moment they do. It's time for everybody to come out and kind of be the groundhog. We'll see if we see our shadow now, it feels like.
Well, with that, Marlene, I appreciate you coming by this morning, and I know we'll let you get back down, and I think you've got to make some Memorial Day flowers today,
maybe. Yes, I do. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. With that, before we go to break, so I'm going to read off our list of celebrants today for birthdays and anniversaries. And, of course, we'll start off with one I couldn't hear real good, and I'm not sure if he's out of Tennessee or Kentucky. It sounded like Mike Culligan. I'm not sure if that was the name or not, but Mark Smith called in to wish him a happy birthday. Miss Susan Bray, happy birthday to her this past week. And also, Miss Brenda Watson, Liz Brandon family called in for her to wish her a happy birthday. And then on the 16th, we'd like to wish happy birthday, a very special happy birthday to Miss Nellie Denton, who has celebrated her 93rd birthday. And Miss Nellie is still out doing her farming, her gardening, gathering in the walnuts and pecans and things, and very vibrant 93 years old. And also on the 16th, Miss Alexandria Grace celebrated the birthday. The 19th, Tracy Strong celebrated a birthday, and I believe on the 17th, I wish my nephew Joshua Watson a happy birthday. And then today, Tish Markham Plumley has a birthday, and also celebrating an anniversary this past week, Dale and Loretta Strong, and celebrating a birthday today, Adam Sims. So that is our list of birthday folks for today. And with that, we'll take a little short break. Kevin just came in, and we'll do our weekly update here. And thanks, Marlene, for being with us.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Always a pleasure.
Same here. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah. We'll have a little short break. We'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat foods.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, it's a pleasure being here this morning. Appreciate Ms. Marlene Roten coming over a few minutes and talking to us a little bit. Sometimes it's great to talk to some of the folks that have kind of been on the front line of the things here in Salina. And like I said, we are look like things are kind of like new plants sprouting in the spring. We're kind of sprouting back out a little bit over here. Some of the businesses, and Kevin's here with us this morning, and we've got some things to talk about, I know. Of course, our COVID report, some of the stuff with the county government, some of the things going on. Well, they've got one thing here at the courthouse I might talk a little bit about here a little bit later, and some other things going on. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. It's good to be with you.
Well, what have we got this morning to begin with? Well, I guess we could start with our weekly COVID update. Really not a lot of change from last week. A positive note, we have had officially six total cases confirmed, all six recovered now, and testing continues to go on, and that number rises. It doesn't seem like, now I can't remember already what last week's number was, but I don't know how many people were having go by the health department and be tested, but now we have had, looks like 366 people tested. And obviously that's 360 negative labs that we've had. That's good news. I did not compare that number this week, but last week I noticed our rate of confirmed cases compared to the number of people tested was certainly in line with state averages, but better than some, maybe not quite as good as some. One change that not directly affected us, but I'm certain has taken place since last week. Every county in the state of Tennessee now has at least one confirmed case, and Hancock was the last one, and they have one. Pickett County had been a holdout for a long time on that. They had none. They're up to two now. But you look across the state map, and you still see a fairly significant amount of single-digit cases. I mean, I'm looking at every county in the state here, all 95, and there's a lot below 10 there of confirmed cases in a lot of our... Now, let's hasten to add, all those are rural counties, kind of off the beaten path a little bit.
Well, you know, us folks out in the rural counties, we've been kind of used our whole lives of being kind of loners. We've been... people that sometimes didn't like to mingle out with a whole lot of strangers and things like that. And it seems like these are the folks right now that are avoiding this. You know, the herd mentality of some of our urban areas, that's a big problem, isn't it, Kevin?
Oh, well, if you look at the number two, if you just zero in on Davidson County, obviously they regained the lead, I think, last week over... and that's not a lead you want to regain in terms of confirmed cases. As of this morning, they're actually yesterday afternoon at 2 o'clock, I think, is the update time each day, 4,222. And you look at all the counties surrounding Davidson County, with the exception of one, and that, I guess, is Cheatham County, not in triple digits, but all the rest of those, here's some other numbers, 301, 769, 344, 913, I know that's Rutherford County, 488, Williamson County, so Nashville proper, I guess we would say, has a tremendous amount of cases.
That urban sprawl down there.
Well, it is, and a lot of folks, they just live closer together, even if they are sheltering staying close. You know, we've had this discussion several times. Think about living in a high-rise apartment in New York City that might have 20 floors to it. You would be exposing yourself simply by walking out into the hall in a situation like that. We're not used to that here. That's just almost beyond our way of thinking, but that's a whole different ballgame a situation like that.
Most of us here, basically, all of us here in Clay County, I know we have a few people that live in fairly close quarters and some apartments and things like that. But most of us, we can step out in our front yard, and there's not anyone breathing down our neck, as we would say.
Absolutely.
We can step out and get a good breath of fresh air. We can do things out in the yard here without fear of someone else, invading our space.
Well, I've read or heard a story not long ago, being outside is one of the best things you can do as long as you're social distancing. And did that term exist before 2 months ago? I wondered about that. We all utter it now and use it, but I don't even know if the term was there or not. But being outside is a good thing. I mean, there's a science behind that. I'm not a scientist, but just being out where there's fresh air and a little wind blowing helps break that virus down some, as I understand it. Now, I'm probably oversimplifying a lot there, but
Yeah, and we've got, boy, I tell you, we've got the wide open spaces here. I mean, that's one of our greatest assets, I think.
Well, you know, I think maybe if someone had some great with the language had come up with a different word other than quarantine for staying at home by your, that might have went over a whole lot better because, you know, when the word quarantine came up, we thought of folks that had a problem that had to be excluded from the rest of us.
Right.
Instead of
to a large degree. Yeah, just
right.
Total isolation.
Right, just total isolation. And that's not something that this has been. It's been like we say, stay close to home, stay out of crowds, you know, and now even the same thing. A lot of us, I know, are nervous now still about, you know, going to a movie theater and sitting down, which is something we took for granted our entire lives.
Absolutely. And well, Thomas, me and about 60 other people, I think, were in on a Zoom meeting with the Department of Tourism yesterday. Of course, our tourism commissioner in the state is also heading up the Economic Recovery Group, ERG. He was giving an update, and tomorrow is a big date. Won't affect us really that much here at all for large entertainment venues. And I'm not going to go into all those, but, you know, your amusement parks, I think they hit another level tomorrow and have some degree of opening that they can do. Now, I don't know how folks are going to respond. I guess you're going to have a certain amount of folks that are, boy, I've been cooped up for so long, I'm going, and you're going to have some other folks who say, no, I'm not quite ready to do that. And you can see that even among folks in Clay County. You know, there's two lines of thinking there.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary one way, and then, like you said, the other way, golly, it's just like, you know, the bird that takes his first flight.
Right.
Been cooped up too long, that want to get out and do something.
Thomas, something else we've talked about over the last few weeks related to all this is the number of people who are jobless, many of them temporarily, but many of them, their jobs have disappeared. But we are now knocking on the door of 40 million people in the United States that are unemployed. That concerns me. As somebody in economic development, that concerns me a lot. That can only go on for so long. I don't know exactly what the number is in Tennessee. I know numbers are on the decline, but something that has been in the news quite a bit is the fact that the massive payout that has taken place in Tennessee, depending on how much longer it goes on, could threaten the solvency of the unemployment trust fund, basically. That's something we don't think about, but we're seeing unprecedented amounts of money go out of there, and I don't know what that means. That long term, that's for somebody smarter than me to figure out, but it could get interesting on down the road depending on how long that keeps on.
Well, you know, and that's always been something that was kind of a self-sufficient type thing, wasn't it, Kevin?
Oh, and it, yeah.
You know, no, but each worker paid in, each employer paid in, and then the employment rate was so good in this country that there was a pretty good fund built up there.
Well, just for example, now this is more zeros than I care to even think about. I'm looking at a news story from the Chattanooga Times Free Press, and they reported, now this is in April, which probably wound up being the biggest month, but there was $226 million paid out in jobless claims. Almost $250 million. Now that's more zeros than I care to comprehend. But again, we're seeing a decline in that, and hopefully things will turn around in that regard.
You know, and that's not even including, Kevin, all of the grants and the stipends, things like that have been set up by the federal government through the recovery programs. That's not even counting that number, is it?
No, I don't think so. There's so much money flowing in different directions now. I don't know what it means to us long term, but, you know, you can only borrow money so long before it catches up with you somewhere.
We do know now $3.5 trillion deficit that we had, that's kind of meaningless now, isn't it?
I don't even know what the number. I've not seen that number, but I'm sure it's been reported too. But yeah, that. since all this started in a span of, you know, about 2 months, it's just unbelievable the amount of money that's been dispensed for different things by the federal government and by state governments, too.
And, of course, that is all, you know, really when it comes down to it, is the faith of the people in this country is really what we're looking at now, the faith that they have in their government and our economy. And, of course, we all thought, and I'm sure you and I both, that, you know, once this thing was gone here in about 2 or 3 weeks, that Ford, GM, they'd all just open right back up and the workers would go right back in there and turn their machines on and go back to work. But
well, I remember how mistaken I was in my initial impression of all this. I thought, well, yeah, this is something maybe we all go home for a week or two and that'll, as Barney Fife used to say, nip it in the bud, but that absolutely was not the case. I was terribly wrong in that. And I still don't know exactly what all it's going to do. I'm not an economist. I don't know what it's going to mean long term there. You know, we've seen a big dip in the stock market, but the stock market doesn't necessarily affect John Q. Public that directly. It does a lot of us and a lot of folks, but the joblessness, which is the highest since the Great Depression, concerns me a great deal right now.
You know, absolutely, and like we said, you know, just we're at the point now with the size of the population that we have, a WPA program wouldn't mean a whole lot right now with the number of folks that we have that are not working. You know, it's not one of those things where the federal government come in and hire the farmers to get their mules and their buggies out and build dams and build roads and things like that, because the numbers are just astonishingly too large, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know how much bigger our country is from the 1930s. You know, that'll soon be 100 years. I don't know how much bigger our population is, but it. Massively larger. Yeah, we're just talking about so many more folks in our country now, and that puts us in a different circumstance for sure. Thomas, I know we're probably up against a break. I'd like to talk a little bit about the census when we come back.
Okay, we'll be back just in a minute, and we'll talk about that. And I'm sure we've got a couple of other things that we'll get into for a few minutes. But right now, let's take a little short break, and then we'll come back and finish up for the day.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This'll be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat foods.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole.
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
From information this morning, and I know Kevin's got some other things. I know he's got some stuff about the census again that he wants to talk a little bit about.
Well, Thomas, I want to continue to encourage everyone to self-respond to the census. I've said it once, and I'll say it again and again and again. If you do not want somebody knocking on your door, respond on your own to the census, because they will knock on your door at some point. That's just the way it's going to happen. But this past week, I actually uncovered a little bit of information about our self-response. We're up to 46% self-response, which is good. I mean, we're making headway. We were, somewhere in the 80s in terms of ranking statewide on that last week. Didn't look at it this week, but one thing I noticed, and I'm not sure why this is the case, but we actually have two census tracts in Clay County, even no bigger than we are here. And it's interesting to know, census tract 9550 is basically the eastern two-thirds of the county. It goes across the river, you know, coming from the east, and goes, it doesn't say for sure, but two-thirds is not entirely accurate. And then we've got the western one-third of the county that is census tract 9551. Well, I say that just to bring up this point. The western one-third part of our county, approximately, is responding at a higher rate, self-response, than the rest of us are. And congratulations to them. They're responding at 49.4%, while the eastern third of our county is responding at 44%. But I got to looking, they actually show the responses from 2010, and there was a big difference. Track 9550, the eastern two-thirds self-responded at 61% 10 years ago, and the western one-third responded at almost 73%. So the folks in the western one-third of the county are doing a real good job. Everybody's doing a good job, but they're doing an extra good job. But we just really want to urge everybody to respond, because it means dollars for us. That's the bottom line. It means a lot in terms of funding.
Okay, Ken, if you got some more information there that you want to pass on, that's
kind of it for the day in terms of that. But did receive a message. You had Susan Bailey on, I guess, affiliated with the Cumberland River Hospital. That was a week ago today, I guess,
yes,
wasn't
yes, it?
Yes, she just wanted to pass along the info that they're having increasing numbers at the ER. Now had three patient admissions, and they just want to urge everybody to use our local facility here. And that's good news. Glad to hear that.
Absolutely. And, of course, I'd like to pass along about our grant that we got here at the courthouse that we received through the State Preservation Society. They're funding a grant of $10,000. They're funding $6,000 of it, and locally we're funding the rest of it, and we're going to begin putting storm windows around the old windows here in the courthouse as a way of protecting them, because we haven't been able to come up with the funding to actually restore those windows all at one time. I know it was a tremendous amount of money the last time we checked on that.
Big number.
And we spoke to some folks who are involved in restoring windows and things like that in historic buildings, and they said, you know, the way that they did that was to protect those old windows from the outside to keep them from deteriorating any more and be able to work on them at a slower pace if necessary on the inside,
right,
to bring them up. So that's kind of what we're looking at there. And I know we've got some other things that we'll be talking about a little bit later, some exciting news that may be coming down the pike that will place Clay County, Salina here, on a national scenic byway. We don't know if that's going to happen or not, but
looks favorable, though, doesn't it?
Looks very favorable of something we worked on for a number of years ago that had kind of been laying around, and someone found it and decided this was a good time to apply for national status.
And on a really up note, TDOT is fully backing that.
Yes.
And actually in the process of helping make that happen. So we're thankful to all the folks at TDOT for that.
Yes, and I know, you know, for a number of years, a lot of us here on this end of it, on the other end, have been trying to find some way, you know, to work it into a budget sometime. And looks like there's a young man down there that found a way, and looks like, you know, it may happen. And also, I've got a thing here that I just, I think I printed out a few minutes ago from the county government about the meetings. I think maybe Dale went over this the other day a little bit, but I'll go over real quickly again. The May 25th planning meeting has been pushed out until June the 15th because of the holiday weekend. And this will, and on June the 15th, that'll be the first budget meeting. And so I believe it goes all the way through June the 1st, the regular commission meeting will be held. And then on Monday the 22nd will be the last meeting for the fiscal year of 1920, and then there'll be a budget meeting on that date, and all the individual departments are getting their budgets in, so it looks like the budget schedule is online. And I know, I think all of the Chamber of Commerce website,
we put it on Facebook
site,
yes,
that you can check on it there. And of course, you know, the budget is an important thing each year, and you know, it's going to be interesting budgeting all over the state of Tennessee this year. Going to be interesting, you know, the projections. I know it's going to be hard to project really the type of revenue that may come into the counties and the state of Tennessee next year.
And we've already seen a little bit of a shortfall for this year as well. So, well, I shouldn't say a little bit. It's a big number, but Tennessee's in good shape financially. So, Lord willing, we'll be able to weather the storm.
You know, for so many years, we have looked at that tremendous surplus we had in a lot of areas here in the state of Tennessee, and thank goodness we have been around long enough to see that someone really was a little bit more farsighted than we may have actually thought they were. And with that, I think it's about time maybe we did a birthday for the day, Kevin.
Okay.
I've drawn a number out here, and the winner today is Brenda Watson.
Congratulations.
So, and that involves coming by the chamber. And you don't have to just knock on the door anymore. I think you're open, aren't you?
We're open just like all the other county offices. Yeah, you can just walk right in. We can fix you right up.
But don't walk in and expect a handshake or anything like that right now yet. And I think maybe you had a meeting there yesterday?
First one we've had in a couple of months, yeah, with appropriate social distancing. And actually had some folks call in on a conference call. So that's going to be the new norm for us, I believe.
I think so many of the things going on in the state of Tennessee now are going to be hybrid meetings, aren't they? There's going to
Absolutely.
Be a few people in a group, and then maybe a lot of people out in various different ways with the Zoom program or telephone conferencing or video conferencing, that type of thing.
A lot of those programs popping up right now, too. I think Google has come out with it. Google Meetings now, too. So that's going to be a big market, no doubt.
You know, of course, here in Clay County, we've been ahead of that. That line for a long, long time.
Absolutely.
We've had video conference in Clay County now for about 30 years, so we're a little bit ahead, and it's not something that scares us. It doesn't scare most of our folks to this. Some of them are still a little bit leery of it, but with that, Kevin, I guess we have finished another day, and I'd like to thank Marlene for coming in with her look at, you know, things from the other side. That's something that, you know, our small businesses here in Salina, I think most of them are going to survive, and a lot of them aren't back open. I know our restaurants are open on a limited seating basis. I think maybe everything is back open again as it follows along the new guidelines. We can't say as it was because we probably won't ever be able to say that again.
I'm thinking that's the case.
Absolutely. With that, Kevin, thank you for coming by, and
please,
we'll probably do this again next week and with another special guest or two. But with that, until then, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that said, I guess, you know, a good shout out to all the folks listening to us today. We really appreciate you being with us. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.